Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian Vince, V-I-N-C-E, Dovico, D-O, capital V-I-C-O, Jr. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Dovico as described in my report of 6/4/19. Pretty is now a 43-year-old male who now reports he was injured at work in July 2021. Pretty, this does not correlate with the known date of injury on 7/13/17. Nevertheless, he stated he had a herniated disc before the subject event. Since evaluated here, he had increased pain beginning July 2022. He was advised that he had an adjacent disc, herniated disc. He underwent surgery on his neck on 7/21/22. Which may have involved implantation of a plate and screws. Perry completed his course of active treatment in December of 2022. Mr. Dovico admits that in 2017, he had a herniated disc above the new disc. Perry was treated with surgery. Since the subject event, he had a new herniated disc found under the first one, treated surgically in July of 2022. Per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 12/16/19. Per this was for 40% of partial total due to the residuals of disc herniation at C5-6 with impingement on the thecal sac, comma, bulging disc at C3-4, comma, status post anterior cervical discectomy at C5-6 with partial corpectomy, comma, decompression of spinal nerve roots and spinal cord, comma, and instrumented arthrodesis. Pretty then reopened his claim on 8/26/21. New paragraph, additional medical records show he had a cervical spine MRI on 11/1/21 compared to a CAT scan myelogram of 3/26/18 and cervical MRI of 8/23/17. The history was noted he had neck pain radiating to the right upper extremity for 5 months after a work injury on 7/13/17. Pretty cervical fusion in 2018 for cervical reticulopathy. And we'll insert the impressions of this MRI. That same day, he also underwent plane flexion extension x-rays of the cervical spine. It showed intact, uncomplicated instrumented fusion of C5-6. New paragraph on 12/9/21. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. He also reviewed the results of the most recent MRI and x-rays of the cervical spine. After examination, he diagnosed cervical spondylosis with radiculopathy. They discussed various treatment options, including those suggested by Dr. Testaiuti and Dr. Della Soda. Dr. Paul recommended proceeding to a series of cervical epidural injections, beginning with a right C6-7 injection to target the right C7 nerve root. Depending on the outcome of the injection, another injection might be given on the right C5-6 level. He recently had a visit of physical therapy at NovaCare and was to continue participating in it. He was taking naproxen as needed, but not recently because of GI issues. He was advised to take Tylenol as needed. No changes were made in his work status. Brady no longer was working for Cramer Beverage, but was now working regular duties for the West End Bar and Grill in Hamilton. Brady was to return in 2 weeks. Brady did not have improvement. Follow-up with Dr. Della Soda was advised. Period. Dr. Paul administered the cervical epidural injection on 1-5-22. Period follow-up on 1-18-22. He related some improvement of his neck pain and radicular right upper limb symptoms. Period. He had good improvement of the symptoms in the right index and middle fingers with the injection. Period. His symptoms are occurring less often and have decreased intensity. Period. It was recommended he proceed with the repeat right C6-7 epidural injection. Period. He had completed 4 weeks of therapy and was to continue home exercises. Period. Another injection was given by Dr. Paul on 3-21-22, period. Follow-up continued through 4-7-22, reporting some further improvement with this third epidural injection. But the numbness in the right hand was doing better. Period, his right upper extremity symptoms were less frequent and did not last as long as previously. Period, he had some good improvement with three epidural injections, but he continues with symptoms that are limiting. Brady complains primarily of right-sided neck pain in the lower cervical region, as well as radiating pain into the posterior and at times lateral aspect of the right upper limb, usually ending in the dorsum of the right hand, and at times into the right index and middle fingers. Period, overall, he felt 50% improved. Period. Dr. Paul did not recommend further cervical injections. Period. He was already working regular duties for the West End Bar and Grill. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement from a pain management perspective. Period. New paragraph on 2-2-22. Dr. Paul did administer an epidural injection. As noted above, but I have the operative report. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Della Soda performed an order surgical evaluation on 2-23-22. Period. He recommended another course of physical therapy for 4 weeks and to return to pain management for another injection. Period. His diagnosis was cervical verticillopathy, status post ACDF at C5-6 on 5-1-18. Period. Mr. DeVico was followed by Dr. Della Soda. Period. On 5-10-22, he had a CT myelogram to be inserted. Period. He had an EMG. But Dr. Shaw on 6-23-22, period, he found evidence of chronic right C6 and C7 radiculopathies, comma evidence of mild left and mild to moderate right median nerve neuropathy at the wrist. Period, this is consistent with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. New paragraph. On 7-21-22, Dr. Della Soda performed hardware removal, comma, anterior cervical discectomy at C6-7 and partial corpectomy, comma, with decompression of the spinal nerve roots and spinal cord using microsurgical technique, comma, as well as instrumented arthrodesis at C6-7, period. On 8-11-22, cervical spine x-ray showed bony fusion at C5-6, as well as C6-7. Paired Dr. Delisotis saw him through 125-23 and cleared him for full duty. Period. His last session of work conditioning was on the same day of this visit. Period. The pain in the right upper extremity was significantly improved. Period. However, he had pulling pain in the right side of his neck and trapezius radiating down to the right shoulder. Period. He was to return to the office on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed his nails to be bitten on all of his fingers. Paired there were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Paired the rest of that is normal. Low extremities normal, spine cervical. He had a transverse scar anteriorly consistent with his surgeries. Paired active flexion and extension were full to 50 and 60 degrees. Paired bilateral side bending were minimally limited to 40 degrees. Paired left side bending was minimally limited to 70 degrees, but was full on the right to 80 degrees. That section is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Inspection revealed a healed midline 3.5-inch longitudinal scar consistent with prior surgery. Paired parentheses, you need to double check whether this was meant to be part of the cervical spine exam. Impressions on 7/13/17, Vince DeVico Jr. sustained multiple injuries at work when he jumped from a two-story window. Period. He had an extensive course of treatment. Period. Since evaluated here, he had further treatment, including MRI of the cervical spine and a CT myelogram, as well as plain x-rays. Period. He had epidural injections from Dr. Paul. Period. EMG was done by Dr. Scholl. Period. He submitted to surgery by Dr. Delisota on 7/21/22. Period. Follow-up with him continued through 1/25/23 when he was cleared for full duty. Period. By then, he had obtained new employment working as a bouncer at the West End Bar. Period. New paragraph, the current examination showed diminished range of motion but the cervical spine. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. Exam of the upper back was normal. Period. In the lower back, he had a healed midline scar, likely from another surgery. Period. The paragraph, my opinions regarding permanency will be roughly the same as those previously offered, with an increase of 2.5% at the cervical spine. Period. And that is the end.